Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. The House Judiciary Committee has released about 6,000 pages of documents that show that Karl Rove, the former top political advisor to George Bush, President George Bush, played a crucial role in the firings in 2006 of a number of U.S. attorneys.
John is shocked.
Joining us is Eric Lichtblau. He's a reporter for The New York Times. Eric, these documents included interviews with Rove and also with Harriet Myers, who is one of the White House counsels. What are we learning that's new in these documents?
Well, one of the more interesting elements is the testimony of Harriet Myers, who was the White House counsel under Bush, and she kind of gently points the finger at Rove in part of her testimony. There were a lot of I don't remembers, I don't recalls in both her testimony and Rove's testimony, but she does recount an episode where Rove came back from New Mexico, where one of the fired U.S. attorneys was ruffling some feathers among the local Republicans, and Rove reported to her that there were a lot of Republicans upset with this U.S. attorney, David Iglesias, over his failure to bring more aggressive investigations, including voter fraud and corruption investigations that could implicate Democrats. And Myers, in her testimony, said Rove was very agitated, very upset about this, suggested that something needed to be done about it.
The impression that you got from her testimony was that Rove had gotten a tongue lashing from Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, and that he was passing on his anger and frustration over the situation to Harriet Myers.
Right. Now, Rove, in his own testimony, said, hey, look, I was just a conduit here. I was a pass-through, just passing on complaints, and I did not intend and did not play the role of making any decisions. I saw my role as passing on these complaints to Harriet Myers, who was the White House counsel. There are other emails, hundreds and hundreds of emails from the White House, that were focused out of Rove's office, the political affairs office in the White House, in which Iglesias, in particular in New Mexico, was the focus of ongoing consternation, and there was really a drumbeat from an even earlier point than we'd realized, from early 2005, about 18 months before Iglesias was finally fired, that he was, in the words of one of Rove's aides, was killing us in New Mexico.
So Rove's lawyer came out with a statement and said these documents show that Rove was not involved, and yet we have Congressman John Conyers with a competing statement saying these documents basically are a smoking gun. Who's right?
Well, I think they're both a little bit off the mark, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. I don't think that there is a smoking gun there. There are still no fingerprints on the final decision to fire Iglesias, who was the most controversial of the eight U.S. attorneys who were let go. At the same time, though, it's clear that Rove was in the middle of this, for him to say, as he said repeatedly, that his role was limited is called into question by a number of these emails and portions of the testimony.
But Eric, quickly, anything illegal here?
You know, there's still a prosecutor up in Connecticut who's looking at that very question. The focus does not seem to be, as best we can tell, on Karl Rove, more on people like Alberto Gonzalez and other aides at the Justice Department who were involved in executing these firings and what they told Congress,
thanks,
whether or not they perjured themselves.
Thanks, Eric Lichtblau with The New York Times. This is The Takeaway.